The main concern, at least for women, has been seeing if the Women, Peace, and Security agenda would indeed be taken up by UN women at a leadership level, at a priority level, because this was an issue that, you know, certainly our CEO was very engaged around the 10th anniversary last fall of advising the UN body on, you know, what progress still really needed to be made. And we have some very concrete ideas on the sorts of things that need to happen in terms of, you know, the inclusion of women in conflict-affected countries. And this was something that was, at one point, kind of feared that it would be left out in the wind a little bit, or maybe not taken up by the new UN agency. There are so many conflicting and competing agendas that I'm sure Ms. Bachelet and her team have been just overwhelmed with requests and reminders about all of the work that is left to be done now that there is one coordinated, elevated agency that hopefully will have a meaningful budget and certainly has a much more elevated leadership in Ms. Bachelet as a former head of state, former defense secretary. And her coming out at the press conference rather on the 24th of January and saying that this would be one of their core issues that they were looking at, the Women, Peace, and Security agenda, was a huge welcome thing for us to see.
What is the importance of that Women and Peace agenda, women in conflict situations? How serious are the problems facing women, problems that are due to a conflict environment?
It's huge. Conflict is urgent. It's costly, and it's something that continues, whether that's the rapes in Congo that are still ongoing. We're still hearing reports of mass rapes that are still happening despite this being in the country that has the largest UN peacekeeping presence on the planet. That is a real failure and something that at the highest levels of leadership at the UN and at the highest levels of leadership at the country level, Secretary Clinton among them, has said, you know, this has to stop. This continues to be a real blemish on our record. So that, I think, is huge. But it's not just women as victims of violence. This is also an issue about who's at the peace table, whose issues are being represented. When you're thinking about emerging countries, South Sudan, for instance, it's been a real fight to get women represented at the peace negotiations in any sort of meaningful way. And if women aren't there, you don't have an inclusive peace. You have warlords sitting at a table dividing up, you take the timber, I'll take the minerals, and we'll call that peace. That's not peace. Women know that peace is not just the end of conflict, but it is the resurgence of life, the thinking about how do we keep the kids in school, how do we access medical services for the families who are sick and the men and women who are injured. How do we do these sorts of things that aren't at the front of the mindset of the warlords who have been penning peace agreements for as long as we've been doing them? We've never had a chief female UN-led negotiator in any of these peace talks.
What has Mrs. Bachelet said in her announcements that the new organization would do with regard to this, with regard to taking care of women in conflict, and in particular, as you mentioned, making sure that women are represented at the peace table?
I think that at this point, she has largely just indicated that women, peace, and security is going to be one of the core priorities that UN Women is taking up, effective immediately. She has announced that there should be an advisory body that continues to work with them on, you know, what are the particulars, how is that going to take shape. And I think that that was important. For instance, at the end of the year, when you had last year, Secretary Ban had garnered together our CEO, Zainab Salbi, and a number of other leaders in the field to be on an advisory group, a civil society advisory group. The end of that group was mandated with the end of the year. And so there's really some important work that needs to be done to continue that progress. So everything from more female leads on UN negotiating teams to more female peacekeepers to more support in terms of human and financial resources to protection efforts and prevention efforts, thinking more about integrating women into the post-conflict programming that the UN is doing everywhere instead of just making sure that warlords or the combatants, the male combatants, are getting jobs after conflict, thinking about what about female combatants, What about women who are in communities that are going to be taking back in these men as they're returning from the lines of conflict? How are we going to be supporting them and bringing them into what it means to rebuild? That is all new and is a level of detail that we really need to see.